independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It seems like we are learning disturbing new allegations about President Trump, not just every day, but ladies and gentlemen, every hour.
Yeah. Are we learning new things, or are you just taking things and your pals in the media are blowing them up out of proportion? Elijah Cummings right there. Every day there is something new. But have you noticed that everyone tops the last one? That everyone is bigger? Everyone is more of a scandal? That everyone is so much larger, and that we should be more freaked out than ever? This president has done something. Even before he came president, he was doing something. He was conniving and scheming, I was calling it. We'll put those together, made up a new word. Write that down. Good name for a band. He was doing all of these things before he was even president of the United States. He was doing all of these things with the help of the Russians. He was doing all of these things to destroy an innocent woman and to hurt one of the great institutions in America, the Democratic Party. Good. This is what I told somebody the other day. I said, he's all of these things, yet you think he's stupid. Well, yeah. Okay. He's an idiot. He's a moron, but he's conniving. He's sneaky. He's cunning. And he's devious. Usually to be those things, right? Like, goofy. There's no goofy serial killer, right? Yeah, I'm going to kill you. And then there's none of that. Doesn't happen, right? People, usually somewhat intelligent. This guy can't be both stupid and smart at the same time. Make up your mind. What do people want to hear? I want to hear about jobs. I want to hear about taxes. I want to hear about this healthcare thing that you guys push. Finally, you get it did, right? The repeal, soon to be hopefully replacement of Obamacare. It flutters down to the Senate. It lands there. We're hearing that 12 or so senators on the Republican side are behind closed doors. While all of this noise is going on, they're working on something. What are they working on? They're supposedly working on this. Several Democratic senators have raised some stink. Hey, wait a minute here. They're doing everything behind closed door. They're not consulting with us whatsoever. We want to work on it too. What's going on? Those are the things people want to know. All the rest of this, it's fodder. It's political theater. And that's what a lot of this is about. It's about political theater. If you don't believe me, Paul Ryan.
We can't deal with speculation and innuendo, and there's clearly a lot of politics being played. Our job is to get the facts and to be sober about doing that.
Yeah. It's about the facts, ma'am. Ma'am. That's what it's about. What are the facts in this? You know, when something happens, right, what it is, an officer shoots somebody, black guy, right? Because there's got to be a narrative. So white officer shoots a black guy. Everybody freaks out. They all go to the corners. They accuse each other of being, you know, black on black crime. Oh, all cops hate black people. And then I say, well, you know, this guy totally was a racist and we knew it. And you know, they said, oh, this guy was a drug dealer. And I tell everybody what? Screaming and yelling at each other and coming into something with an opinion already, your truth is going to be skewed. Let the dust settle. Let's see what the things are going to point to as far as guilt or innocence before we decide to hang somebody in effigy and make the other person a saint or vice versa. There's a special prosecutor now. Not prosecutor, I guess he's a counsel. Somebody's going to come on board. The assistant attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, said he thought the minute that Comey was gone that they were going to bring somebody on. They thought that was the best thing for it. And that's when he, you know, knew that this was going to happen. The guy they're bringing on, Bob Mueller, used to be in James Comey's position, came into the FBI 7 days before 9/11, left. Comey took over. He's coming in. He's leaving his law firm. Doesn't want any kind of, collusion or anything to be swayed from the Justice Department, wants to come in this, take a look at everything, and then we go from there. But impeaching somebody without guilt is ridiculous, and that's the kind of stuff where you start screaming, oh my God, here comes the wolf again, woo, and the wolf's not there. The sky is falling. It's actually not falling. Eventually, a wolf may show up, and we don't care. Eventually, the sky may fall, and we don't care. Lots of stuff still to go over, but in truth, you got to let it play out. Got to let it play out. Facebook exec, Sheryl Sandberg, whose husband passed away tragically last year, if you remember that. If you don't know who she is a pretty good-looking lady, actually. She was, and I think still is, I think she is, she runs Facebook. She is the exec. I think underneath Zuckerberg, there is her, right? And her husband passed away, and he was a nerd. He was a classic nerd. And she says, look, if you want to, you know, if you want to be in love, you want to be happy, marry a nerd, marry a dork. She says, you can date whoever you want, but you should marry the nerd and the good guys, the guys who want equal relationship, the guys who want to support your career. Yeah, absolutely. She's got a new book out called, it's called Option B, and it's got a ton of interviews with a bunch of other people, with Hannah Kultcher from the Financial Times, and she did it with Wharton business professor Adam Grant in this new book, and talking about, you know, the fact is that, you know what, there's a lot of good guys out there. How do you tell the good guys are and who they are? You ask, and you ask early, and you're not afraid of offending. You're going to be offended by the answer. You don't want to date that person anyway, she said. You want to date the nerd, right? You want to marry the nerd. That one-night stand, that bad boy relationship, that bad girl relationship, it may seem fun for a second, but the long term, yeah, you know what you want long term, right? You want something real. A lot of people, it's choices in life, man. It's choices in life. Maybe that's what America's into now, right? Like we wanted the bad boy relationship, and we got the bad boy president. He treats us so wrong, but I can't stop loving him. I can fix him. Oh, my goodness me. That's crazy. Marry the nerds. And nerds are big right now because of that show Big Bang Theory. Like, they've made nerding sexy. Big brain. Scipio sexy. Scipio sexual. That's what I like. I like the big brain. You got a big brain, ladies? It's important to me. And you can't date stupid. I don't care how beautiful you are. You can't date stupid. I don't even like being around stupid. You're like, ew, is that going to get on me? Because you are just a dumb as a box of rocks. Wow, thank God you're pretty. Have you thought about stripping? That'll be good. Remember when we went... Anthony, that was horrible. We went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that girl was there. She was just like, you'd ask her a question, and she's blink, blink. it was like a deer in headlights. But you got to marry the nerds, ladies. Who's the good guy? Now, if you can find a good guy with a bad boy look, that's a winner, right? You know, they're not saying marry ugly. Like, don't go and marry. But we're a visual world. We're a visual society, and I don't care what anybody says. Like, if you're ever on a dating website, let's be real for just a second, right? For just like 1 second. You look at the pictures first. I don't care how nice your writing is. If I can't see you, if I can't get to your wonderful heart through your ugly, it doesn't matter. Is that wrong that I said that, Phil? I feel like that's a bit wrong, but I think it was honest.
I think it was very honest and perfect.
Yeah, because that's what it is, right? Because we're still visual. Like, you could be the nicest woman or man on earth, and you could be the most poetic, most genuine human being with a heart the size of the universe. But if there's no attraction there, it doesn't matter. Now, it's different on the other side. You could be gorgeous and an idiot and horrible, but we'll give you a chance. Right? I mean, it's sad to say, but that's the truth of the world. That's the truth. Sheryl Sandberg's right. She's the CEO of Facebook. What, is she going to tell you a lie? She's a billionaire. Marry the nerds. I was saying that about Jack. Jack's a smart kid. Hang out with the really smart kids, Jack. Protect their back. Every once in a while, you know, You know, you're going to be a good-looking kid. You're going to be 6 foot. You're going to, you know, strawberry blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, throw them a couple girls every once in a while. Hey, guys, we're going out. You guys want to come? Oh, that'd be great. They'll remember you. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What's next? Next, Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next for Doris Day? Because I was singing how much for the doggy in the window. And if you follow the Chad Benson Show, you know whenever I start talking about any kind of celebrity whatsoever, usually within a few days, they perish. So apologize to Doris Day. Wasn't doing it on purpose. But, you know, God, and I, even, and the more obscure you are now, right, the better it is. We talked about, was it Survivor? Who did we talk about that ended up dying? Like Europe or Asia, one of the lead singers or something. It's like, watch out, man. Here comes Chad. Here he comes. Hey, what's next? What's next for all the stuff that the Republicans have promised and that this president has promised and that they've started working on? And now because of this crap that's going on, it doesn't seem to be getting handled. Case in point, healthcare. Right now, not hearing a lot about it, but you're hearing that there are some people working on it down below in the Senate. I say down below, but that they're kicking it around. They're behind closed doors. The Democrats are pissed, a few of them, because they're not involved. But everybody's out in front of these cameras talking about how this guy needs to be impeached. What's next for immigration? Where's that wall that I heard so much about? Is it a design? We have a problem with the design? Is that it? Does nobody know how to build a wall? I don't think that's true. I saw a great design the other day, plexiglass. I thought that'd be interesting, right? Plexiglass? So you can see people on the other side and wave to them. I do a fake fish move like I'm in an aquarium. Chad, that's mean. But I don't know. I haven't heard, you know? I mean, we hear all these things, right? We hear this. What about all the other stuff? What's up with taxes? Got excited about that. That's gone away. Haven't heard anything. Regulations, he signed some executive orders. And, but again, where is it all? What's next for all of these? Well, according to everybody in D.C., nothing. Because this is going to take center stage. They're going to use this as an excuse, and dare I say cover, because I think there's going to be some work with the new healthcare bill, but whether or not we're going to hear about it along the way, because should something actually happen, should there be something bad that took place with the Trumpster, and I don't think there is, but should that have happened, what then? You restart everything? I don't know. That's what's next, is I don't know. Not because I don't know. It's just because I don't think anybody knows. I don't think they know. I think what you're going to get is excuse after excuse of why they're not going to push things through. People want to let the dust settle before they decide if they're going to stand next to him or step away. And if they step away, getting anything done with his name attached to it is going to be impossible. In fact, if there is some stuff there, it may all be gone anyway, and it may be Pence's country. That's what's next for all the stuff that we were promised by this president, the administration, and the Republicans when they came in, and we're still waiting for that. LeVar Ball, he's kind of kooky, he's kind of crazy. Last night, the NBA had its draft lottery. So we get the ping pong balls when your team sucks. And the more your team sucks, the more ping pong balls you get, so you have a better chance of winning. Last year, the worst team in the NBA was the New Jersey Nets, or the Brooklyn Nets. I don't even know what they're called this week. The Brooklyn Nets traded away all of their draft picks over the last couple of years to Boston. Boston has one of the best records in the NBA. They got the number one pick last night. Number two was the Lakers. And the Lakers want Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball's dad said he'll only play for the Lakers. This guy's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs at times, but I'm wondering if he's a great marketer or not. He was on Colin Cowherd this morning, probably, I think, the best talk show host in the country, period, regardless of genre. But he does a show live on Fox Sports, and there was a female reporter there. And if you don't know who LeVar Ball is, this is the dad of three sons who are going to be NBA players. One will be this year, and over the next 3 years, the other ones will get into the NBA as well. And he's got the big baller brand. At first, he said he wanted $1 billion for his kids to sign with Adidas or Nike. Now he wants $3 billion. He's got his new shoes out that he sells at almost $500 a clip. And the lady dared asked him a question.
Have you sold any shoes yet?
Yeah, I've sold a good amount to me.
How many?
Stay in your lane. Anyways, calling her like I was telling you, man.
Just curious.
I don't even worry about her over there.
Like,
every time
not?
She scares me to
kind
death.
Of disrespectful.
She says she scares Lonzo. Lonzo's scared of me. She scares me. That's why I don't look that way. I don't look over there because she scares me.
Well,
I'm thinking
no,
of Saul right now.
I'm just trying.
Leave me alone. I'll tell you, 400-500 pair.
I don't know if he's a great marketer. I don't know if he's obnoxious. I don't know any of these things. I think he's a bit of everything. I think he's a bit obnoxious. I think he's a bratty blowhard. But it was so weird because he puts his hand up and he don't even look at her. And he says, stay in your lane. And I was like, damn, you got that's talk to your hand like real. I would, as much as you love your dad, at this point in time, though, with all of the talking that he does, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't that stress you out that you've got to back up all of that stuff? Right? Your dad is out there writing checks that your ass has to cash, not his. His dad doesn't have to go out there and play in the NBA. His dad doesn't have to do any of that. You got to go guard the best in the world, and you don't think that they're not going to just try to do a little extra to show you, hey, kid, so your dad has shut his mouth? Talk to the hand. It's Waffle Wednesday, kids. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The events of the last 2 weeks have shaken my confidence in this administration's competence and credibility.
But have they stirred you? Ah, Chuck Schumer there. Always serious Chuck. That should be his name. Unlike his cousin, never serious Amy. Amy Schumer, the comic, is his cousin. Or his niece. I'm not quite sure. So they're related in some way, shape, or form. You have no confidence. Did you have confidence before? I'm curious, Chuck. Because you don't seem to be the guy that has a lot of confidence in this president before. You seem to be the guy that started screaming wolf long before. Long before he even became president, you were figuring out a way to go after him in every way, shape, and form. Nancy Pelosi's of the world, our good buddy Al Green, who does not want to spend the night together. And he's never going to love you forever and ever. It's politics. It's what it is. Pure and simple. People want to know about jobs. People want to know about health care. People want to know about tomorrow and how they pay for it. Even though they feel things are better and confidence has been up, they want to feel like that path is going to continue. And guess what? Let me tell you what the marketplace loves. The stock market down 300 points today because they're worried. The stock market likes stability. They want stability. They don't care who's in office. They want somebody, obviously, who's business friendly, but they want stability. Stability makes them happy. What scares them? Instability. Instability scares them. What could happen? What couldn't happen? What may happen? They don't like the unknown. In business, people don't want to know about they want to know everything they possibly can to forecast in the future. They don't want to be left in the dark. Right now, it feels a little left in the darky. And so the marketplace reacts to that. The marketplace goes, ooh, I'm a little scared here. I'm a little scared. So it steps back. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. A woman at Oxford University. Her name is Lavinia Woodward. And I bring this up because we've talked about this before. In life, people get special treatments. It happens. Lavinia Woodward is a 24-year-old woman. Not a bad-looking lady. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, she's got a bit of the nerd in her, but she's got that kind of, she puts the glasses on, but she looks like she could be the naughty librarian, take it off kind of thing. 24, pretty good-looking. On a scale of 1 to 10, if we're going to do that, we're going to rate this for this segment we're doing here. I'm going to give her about a 9. Right? Give her about a 9. Solid 9, too. See, this 24-year-old got hammered, and she decided she was going to stab her boyfriend in the leg before throwing a laptop, a glass, and jam. I love the fact it's jam. It was not jelly. It was jam. I'm going to throw some jam at you, jerk. Right? All this in a, as they called, a drink-fueled row. With some drugs involved. Now, she's from Christ Church College at Oxford. She met her boyfriend who goes to Cambridge. That's probably why right there. Where do you think they met? Tinder. But here's the thing. The judge, Ian Pringle, has delayed sentencing for 4 months and indicated that Woodward may not be jailed because of her potential. Doesn't want to ruin her future. Her potential. She's a soon-to-be on her way, aspiring heart surgeon. So you can't ruin the potential. I sit there and I thought to myself, are you kidding me? They said, the judge said, it seems to me that this was a one-off, a complete one-off to prevent this extraordinary, able young lady from not following her long-held desires to enter the profession she wishes would be a sentence to which would be too severe. What you did will never, I know, leave you, but it was pretty awful. And normally it would attract a custodial sentence, whether it is immediate or suspended. Wow. So because she's pretty, because she is soon to be a heart surgeon, because she has potential for the future, they're going to let her go. And that happens here in this country. That happens everywhere. We've talked about the fact beautiful people have better advantages. Beautiful people get more opportunities. Beautiful people, people with talent, things will be overlooked. Doesn't matter what it is. How many times do we hear about an athlete in school that's amazing, that does something asinine and stupid, dare I say criminal, yet it gets overlooked or it gets pushed to the side? And I was reading the comments, and I love that. This is horrible. This is wrong. This is disgusting. I'm like, this is life. This is life. People with talent will always work. People with talent will get chance after chance because they have talent. Because there's a thousand, kabillion, kazillion fry cooks, burger flippers, bank tellers, grocery cashier, clerks, whatever you call them, but there's very few talented people in situations. There's a reason why a doctor, a lawyer that's good make as much money as they do. Not just not the schooling. If you're talented, there's a reason. Reason basketball players, reason why superstars make as much money. My issue here is it's potential of somebody who wants to be something but isn't really close to being something. She's not 32 and finished and she's in the middle of her residency. She's 24 years old. That's what I found to be kind of odd. And She was addicted to drugs. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute here. She's got a drug addiction. She's nowhere near being a surgeon. And you want to tell her, hey, it's fine to give her a scalpel in the future and tell her to go to town on somebody for real. Yeah, this is the, again, beautiful people. Sometimes it just happens. They get that extra chance. They get that extra chance. I myself don't get it when it comes to, I understand potential. You're a 19-year-old kid. You're a 17-year-old kid. I see why people bend some rules for you, right? You can dunk a basketball. You know you can play pro. You're worth millions of dollars. I see why in some areas they do that, because the potential is now if given the chance. But 12 years of school, is that's, you know, well, I want to be a surgeon right after I do this cocaine and stab my boyfriend and then throw some jam at him. Oh, my God, that is hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious.
There's an investigation occurring at the FBI. There's an investigation in the House, and there's an investigation in the Senate. So we've got three investigations going on.
That is a lot of investigations. And now they've got an investigator, if you will. Bob Mueller, former FBI dude, guy that was in Comey's job before Comey was there. He made the job cool. He is now appointed special counsel, meaning he's going to be independently looking at everything to see if there's any there, if there is anything that the campaign knew and or did to help in leaking things to, you know, to the Russians or to WikiLeaks to get out to the people. They already know that they've not, the Russians didn't do anything as far as influencing votes, meaning they didn't change anything. There was none of that stuff that's going on. But what was going on? And if the Russians were honest, which, you know, again, if they were, everybody knows that you, if you're Putin, and if you're a lot of people like that, you're going to test the next president. The next president, they thought, was Hillary. Hillary and the Putster had had some interesting resets, if you will, in their relationships. They knew she was vulnerable and weak, but they thought the American people were still going to choose her over Donald Trump. So they figured, you know, we're going to put all our eggs in this basket here. And all the eggs went into that basket, because they didn't think he had a chance in hell. Most people didn't. I thought he may win the popular, but he wasn't going to win the electoral. I got it all wrong. Got it all backwards. I did. But that's what they were doing. They were trying to weaken her even more to the American people, so there would be the divide that we have right now. But the difference would be, it would be the Republicans calling for a special investigation. There would be the Republican impeachment. It would be the Republicans doing that to her, as opposed to the Democrats doing it to Trump. And I think they're going to find out that there was nothing untoward done. But with Bob Mueller coming in, what this does now is it says to all of the people there, we're going to look at this independently. We're going to have a decision from Flynn to Manafort to everybody else in between who at some point in time worked upon the campaign. When all of this stuff started to happen, what did people know? Who did they know? What did they know about? When they did talk to people, what did they talk about? And I think we'll find out that maybe some people down the line discussed some stuff. Maybe some people down the line did some things that could be seen as questionable but not illegal. And that Flynn really didn't do anything more than was way too eager and then lied to the vice president and then was seen early on as a liability. And so they sacrificed him. But I don't think they're going to find that he did anything illegal. Being eager and stupid at times doesn't make you a criminal. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423. I'm going to paint a scenario with you. Close your eyes. Here we go. Oh, you're at home waiting. Kids are in the car now. You got your stuff. You go to the car. You put it in there. You lock the door. Off you go. wave to your neighbors, head down the street, onto an airplane, on vacation. Your house catches fire. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're having fun. Look at that. It's the Champs-Élysées. Ah, the Louvre. Wee. You get back to your hotel. All of a sudden, your phone rings. Your house is burned down. Everything's pretty much lost. Oh, vacation ruined. Another scenario. Family down the street has Simply Safe Home Security. They, on the other hand, have gone to London. Oh, look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. They're having a great time. They get a phone call. Their house had caught fire, but damage was minimal, nothing. Because, you see, Simply Safe Home Security's round-the-clock monitoring picked up the smoke alarm, alerted the authorities immediately. Boom. Tragedy. Diverted. That's what Simply Safe gives you. Round-the-clock professional security monitoring for just $14.99 a month. That's less than 15 bucks a month. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today. You're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. One more time, kids. Simplysafe.com/Benson. Grab your 10% discount. You will definitely be happy you did. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Like you just don't care. Be a roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch your step.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gank. My bank goes on swole. I'm still on hit.
You know what I love most about the fact that the new host of the Joker's Wild on TBS is Snoop Dogg? Everything. Hey, player. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, Snoop has become, remember, we look at somebody like Ice Cube, Ice-T, right? These guys were, I mean, you know, Ice Cube was in NWA, and now he's, you know, he's an actor in all kinds of movies. Snoop Dogg has become part of Americana, and when his good friend is old, Martha Stewart, right? You know, they did a cooking show. He does all, he's hilarious, and he has crossed over to this, and I think part of it, too, is the Chronic. As the Chronic crosses over, I think people more are apt to sit there and laugh and have a good time and realize, hey, we're all the same. And now he's going to be hosting the Joker's Wild. Was it? Joker! Joker!
And the Joker!
I love it. Oh, my God. That is incredible. Snoop Dogg, apparently, is going to host the revival of the Joker's Wild. They announced it today. Sony Pictures Television half-hour program will be set in a faux casino with giant dice, playing cards, streetwise questions, and problem-solving. Nobody said there was going to be math. So this should be a good time. I can't wait for it. Snoop Dogg hosting a game show. We move from there to more serious relationship problems. But if I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Well, apparently Japan's Princess Mako, not a shark, is giving up her royal status all in the name of love. The groom-to-be is the prince himself. Kind of, but not really. I think he did started a tourism campaign as the Prince of the Sea. Both of them are 25 years old. She is the granddaughter of the Emperor Akito. Mostly symbolic, but the imperial family is shrinking, and they're worried. They are worried that they're not going to have enough imperials to take care of said imperial duties. Man, the last to give up because he's a commoner. He's a reg. He's a regular. She is princess. The last to give up was this kind of throne, faux throne, if you will, was actually her aunt, Sayoko, who was the only daughter of Emperor Akito when she married the town planner, Yoshiki Kurudo, in 2005. So, giving it up. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. But what are you going to do? How do you not, like, you have to marry a normal person. right? Like, who else are you going to marry? There's nobody else there. This is it, kids. Nobody else. I'm not marrying my cousin. All right? The throne's not that comfortable. Kids will be all weird and stuff. Want that. Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, while gorgeous, said something today that makes everybody's head kind of go, what? She was on the CBS Morning Show, and she expressed frustration with Tom's health, particularly the brain injuries. She says football, well, like he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much every year. I mean, we don't talk about it, but he does have concussions. What? First of all, that's not good, right? That is not what you want. Secondly, he wasn't on the NFL injury list, and if you have a concussion, you have to be on that list. So did he magically get healed because he's magical and he's Tom Brady and I got the man crush? Or did they kind of hide him? Does it matter? Because the Patriots are still going to win the Super Bowl this year. You heard it here first, kids, on Waffle Wednesday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.